Welcome to the Small Business Podcast with David Michaels and Daniel Miller. This week, we're going to be talking about Google, Facebook, and Yahoo advertising. Plus, we'll mix in a little bit of other misunderstood advertising techniques on the internet. The reason why we're doing this is because I'm getting back into advertising some extra stuff. But before we get into that, David.
How's it going, Daniel?
It's going good. How about yourself?
Keeping busy. Like hair pulling out busy. We're in finals week for school.
That's good.
And so lots of papers and final exams and studying and reading and all that stuff. And I've been developing this interactive role-playing game for 2Dick Entertainment, and we've been beta testing it and developing it for the past month or so, and we were hoping to get it ready to get it out there and get some Christmas sales in, but we're running into some more issues and it's not at all market ready. So I have a philosophy: I do not rush products to market. So
why is it not market ready?
There's bugs in the system that still need fixing that, like, are causing problems when we're playing. So we're working on
it. How big are the bugs?
Pretty big. We did get a bunch of them hashed out today, though. After dinner, me and a couple guys were like, okay, let's figure this out.
Okay.
So we did make some good progress here, but it's iffy if I can get it out soon, because we were thinking, what, Daniel, like shooting for like tomorrow?
Saturday. You have another day.
Saturday. All right. We'll see. We're pushing it. But it is exciting what's coming out. And when it will be ready, it'll be awesome.
Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and delve into why those two things are connected. You and I drove back over the Thanksgiving weekend, and we were discussing your upcoming game. And you were recommending that you advertise it one way, and I recommended you advertise it a totally different way. And what it came down to was how the advertising demographics broke down. And one of the reasons why I recommended Facebook was because of the way they set up their advertising demographics. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight, is the differences between the three organizations and how they go about doing targeting advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, what was would you mind talking about what my recommendation was? Because I'm pretty sure this is 5 weeks behind this episode.
Oh, no, this is fine. It was brilliant. I think it's a great recommendation. I was thinking of advertising to the people who would be playing the game. And Daniel's like, no, that's not what you do. I'm like, it's not. And tell them what you suggested. That was brilliant.
Well, my suggestion was, since the Christmas is coming up, you actually advertise to the people who are 40 plus. And on your website, you actually advertise saying, hey, this is the game of the year. This is the game you should be buying your children. This is the game you should be buying your grandchildren. They want it. They don't know it. And by doing it that way, the people who probably have no idea what this game is will probably buy it for their children. And the reason why this is such a strong idea, I know I'm being a little egotistical on that point, but you basically are getting a market that you would not normally get, because these grandparents or parents are buying their children a game that they would not normally want. And even if you get a 10% acceptance ratio or people playing the game, you have 10% that you probably would have to fight harder to get. Because if people who play the role-playing games actually, to get them to switch out from what they're playing now to this, would be quite difficult.
Well, yeah, as a new thing that they haven't heard of before, it's iffy whether they would try it. But, I've been getting people around here to try it just because they know me and they've played other games with me. And they're like, sure, we'll try it out. Because you ask nicely, hey, I created a game. I need some people to help beta test it. And they're like, okay, yeah, we'll give it a shot. And they love it. I mean, they don't stop talking about it. Like, I'm serious. We get together about once a week to test it and play it and debug it. And they're talking about it, like, all week long. I see them at lunch or dinner, and they're like, hey, about your game, I wanted to ask you this, or I wanted to tell you that, or when are we playing X? I can't wait to do this. And it's, like, it's a good problem, but I can't escape it. They're calling me and leaving me voicemails. They're catching me on Facebook, and they're like, hey, I want to do this. I'm like, okay, that's great. I don't know when we're playing next because everyone's in finals and they've got too many papers and no one has free time this week. So we might have to wait till this semester is over. And they're like, oh, man, are you sure? And it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome problem to have. But sometimes I'm like, I need a break. But
well,
we have
no
a lot
rest for the small business, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. So the reason I say all this is, it's not an ordinary game. This is something a lot of people really do enjoy once they start playing it. So I would expect much higher than the 10% acceptance rate you're talking about. But even if we only got that low, it, you know, still would be worth something.
But you're excited about it. And so the reason why I was saying that the 10% is because if you get 100 people, 10 people start playing it, based on your word-of-mouth advertising that you've gotten, people are going to play this game. And so if you get 10% and you dig it in across a couple of cities or counties or states, you're golden. You're doing something powerful.
Yep.
So with the Facebook ads, and this is why I was recommending it, is when you look at the Facebook, you see that their advertising pops up on the far right side of the page, depending on which way you're looking. I don't know. That's not a correct statement. If you're looking at it in a mirror, it's on the left. But if you look at it normally, it's on the right. So don't
right,
listen to what I'm
saying. Right, because I always view my Facebook page from a mirror.
Well, if you're really addicted, you can look over your mirror and look at the other thing that is always at a continuous state. But what I'm saying is that it's on the right side of the page. So it requires them to actually find advertisements that are perfect for who you are. So you just need to look at the advertisements that are on the right. And you've noticed that Facebook is doing this new thing where they say, hey, look, this advertising is for you. You can X out, and then it all of a sudden says, why didn't you like this advertisement?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at the differences between Google AdWords, Facebook, and Yahoo, you'll notice quickly there's some targeting issues. With Facebook, you can say, hey, I would like to advertise to this age group, so you can choose from 18 on up, 40 on up, which is exactly what I was suggesting to you, mm-hmm. and pick out which demographic you have. How many people lied on their ages when they signed up for Facebook? Few to none. Facebook has one of the most powerful information systems that you can have because they have people giving away tons of information. You can't get that with search engines. So with that said, one of the Facebook problems is that you can't pick out what people like. So for my example, I tried selling Ranger tire paint on there, but I can't pick out who's the actual automotive salespeople, who are the car junkies, who likes playing with cars. So for me to make anything happen in Facebook, I'd have to set up my own website or fan page, get people to subscribe to it, and say, hey, look, this is what we do. So targeting by demographic is easy with Facebook, because you can say, hey, I want this age group. I want to have also the area of where they're at. So let's say you wanted, I was talking to a friend of mine, and of Sheree and I's, and one of the things that came up was she said they did a fundraiser. They set it up to be certain people above a certain age, and they said, we want people within this certain mile radius of this location.
Nice.
It is, and that's what I did with the Beer Pong Association of America, was that I want to target certain universities to see if I get any return. And that's one of the nice things about that is you can say, I want to be in this area, this is the radius I want to be around it, and this is how much I'm willing to pay for clicks.
Now, you, that's all about Facebook, so...
That's correct.
You recently were talking about trying Google Ads again, right?
Well, that's one of the fun things of dealing with advertisement, and especially with Google AdWords and with Facebook. Google AdWords and Facebook use something called impressions, and then they also use cost per click. On Facebook, you can have thousands and thousands of impressions, but until someone actually clicks on it, you don't pay any money. Now, what I mean by impressions is that the advertisement's on the page, so people will see it on the page. It's not actually being billed to you. People just see it.
Yeah, it's every time it's shown to somebody is an impression.
That's called an impression.
Yeah.
It doesn't become paid for by you until someone actually clicks on it. So it's a call to action, essentially. You need to get them to act.
Which is way better than like TV or radio advertising, in my opinion, because that you have no control over the demographic, and you're paying for every person that it's exposed to, whether or not they're interested. With this pay-per-click stuff online, they've already got some curiosity, some interest to bother clicking through on your ad to go to your website.
That's
a much more qualified lead.
And you kind of have more of an idea of who you're aiming toward. And that targeting is what all the advertisers are desiring. So with that said, because I can't target exactly who I want to, and like I said, I have to target exactly the correct demographic, people who are interested in automobiles, one of the things that we can do is go to Google AdWords. Google, I don't know if you've heard of them, David, but they have a fantastically large database of stuff. And so they sell their advertising wares or their Google ads all over God's creation. One of the things that came out is that you're able to specifically target certain websites. And so I did that with the Ranger tire paint because the Christmas season is up. I figured I might want to try and do some more advertising. So I selected a couple of websites and placed my ads.
Okay.
That's been kind of I have a love-hate relationship because Google runs through money really quickly. I don't know how they have set up to take my money. And I've complained about this before. I don't mean I've been bothered by this before. I understand they have it on their website. They explain it all. But it still doesn't make sense where the money goes. I'd like to be able to see, hey, this is what went on in this page. For example, I just burned through $2.93 today. I know. Everyone's saying, oh my gosh, that's no money whatsoever. Well, take that $3 and multiply it by 30 days, and that's $90. So you have a $100 campaign that you're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to know where that $100 goes in a month? Is it worthwhile? Did I actually get any sort of impressions?
Well, they don't tell you where or when the click-throughs happened?
No, they do explain where the click... They're explain where the impressions are. They'll say, hey, here's where all the impressions are. But the thing that's weird is how they set up the impressions. For example, I have 5 different forums that I'm set up with, and one of them has 8,000 impressions. The other 3 or the other 4 have a total of 40.
Well, I must not be very active.
It could be that, but that's the ones that Google says are the active forums. So I guess it comes down to a number of things, and this is where it becomes more fun with Google. Google, you actually have to bid for advertising. So all of my work that I'm doing could be for naught because I might not be bidding enough money to make it worthwhile on that certain site. And the one site that I'm getting the 8,000 impressions from, well, that site could be the cheapest bid. And they don't have anybody really clicking on the advertising, and so all the other advertisers know that, so they don't advertise on it. Wow, this is getting heady for me.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
Yeah, it is. So basically, what I'm trying to say with this is that you have to become a CIA intelligence officer trying to figure out what's going on with Google, what's going on with your click per payments, and figuring out what is the actual price of everything. Whew, man, does it get tough being a small business owner. The government's not going to help you with that.
That's why they have people who specialize in marketing.
And they do, but I would argue that some of the people who specialize in marketing are not exactly 100% fans of. But with that said, you see one of the issues that we have with Google AdWords. You can target the product, but you have to also play the game of the advertising cost per click management.
Mm-hmm.
And bidding on actually where your advertisement could go. With Facebook, you just pay, hey, here's how many people I want to click on this item. Here's how much I'm willing to pay, and they have a flat fee, and they run your advertisements until they get a certain amount of clicks, and then you can adjust to re-up it for that place. Or if I can't remember back when, they actually just ran it for a day, which was nice.
So there's no like keyword bidding on Facebook like there is with like Google.
Not
ads.
That I know of. I didn't advertise yesterday. I just was looking at. I was making a decision between how I can do the advertising targeting, and Google AdWords came up with better targeting.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, going on to Yahoo, I don't know what the difference is between Yahoo and Google AdWords, but I like Google AdWords a little bit better than Yahoo. I like Yahoo better than I like Google AdWords. I'm looking
what?
At Google right now. That's right. Yes, I know.
I
know. The thing is that whenever I use any of the Yahoo stuff, I have a better return rate and actually can see where those advertisements are coming in from. And I feel much confident with the clicks that come in. I don't get that sort of feeling with Google. I feel like they don't do the same level of thing. But Google does a great job of getting impressions because people see it. And you can bid on it and you can make sure it happens. I just want Google to explain a little bit better on the back end to me where my money's going. Yahoo, meanwhile, I understand how much I'm paying. I understand where the advertisements are. And I can see them from time to time. So it's a weird thing. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know what's going on with Google. I don't understand how this thing works, and that kind of puts my concern buttons on, and I wish they would just explain it better or have some way of showing where it goes. With that said, if you want to get impressions, Google's the way to go. I have had more impressions over the past day than I think I have had for an entire week with Yahoo.
Well, I think because Google Ads appear on more websites.
That's right. And that what makes the difference, is that I can't complain about that. I like the fact that Google has so many impressions. I had 8,000 impressions in one day. That's incredible.
That's awesome. And how many click-throughs did you get?
I think I had 10.
Okay.
I think that's abysmal on the percentages. What is that, 0.1%?
You had
8,000?
You had 10 out of 8,000 is 0.00125.
Ooh, that hurts my brain. Oh, that hurts my brain. Well, as but you can see, time, it's a low value.
Times 100, right? So that's 0.125%. Is that right?
That's right. Actually, that was right on, 0.1%. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Go Daniel's brain!
So, yeah, I haven't messed with Google Ads in a long time. I mean, I did it for my business, oh gosh, a few years ago, and the same thing happened. Just burned through a lot of money real quick, got a few click-throughs, and just didn't convert to any sales. So, you know, I was just like, I don't know, these keywords are too expensive.
And that's the other thing, is the keywords become really expensive, and they can price you, and you can get priced out of it real quickly.
Because what you got to do is you got to make sure the numbers work. So if you say, all right, after 100 click-throughs, I make 2 sales. That's a 2% conversion rate. Okay, that's fine. So if it's costing you 50 cents per click, let's do that. So you have 100 click-throughs times 50 cents each. That's $50 you just spent. You only 2 of them converted into a sale. That means each sale has to give you a profit of at least $25 to break even on your advertising.
Right. And those are the kind of things you have to worry about.
And I don't have – the product I was selling had like a $5 profit margin. It was like a book or something. So that wouldn't work for me. I have to have a much lower per-click rate. And this is a problem you run into. And it just got too expensive to me. There wasn't enough room. I didn't have a high enough conversion rate to justify paying that price. And just to know as a general rule of thumb, expect the average website to get between 1 to 2% conversion.
That's right.
So when you're
Unless
doing
you
your
have
math,
people who are really dedicated finding your stuff.
Yeah, and some sites will do better, some will do a little worse, but the average website is around 1 to 2%. So when you're doing your calculation, say, all right, you know, be a little more conservative. Say if I get 1% or half a percent conversion, will I still make money with, you know, the AdWords at this pay-per-click rate? And if you can say yes, then you've got something.
Sorry.
I don't know if the microphone caught that or not. I tried to put it away. You know,
oh, good.
I turned my head and covered my mouth. just in case anyone out there was wondering. So, yeah, and that way, if your website only does a half or 1% conversion, you're still good. If it does better, even better. Now, one thing to remember here is if you can get the numbers to work, but you're only making a small profit, say a dollar after all is said and done, that's fine. It's still profit, and you can just increase your ad budget and multiply that. So as long as you're bringing in more than you're spending on advertising, you can scale up the advertising to bring in more.
That's right. And the more you bring it up, the better chance you have of success.
Yep, and then, you know, if people start buying it and then word of mouth, you start getting extra residual sales that you didn't pay for because of your happy customers.
That's absolutely right.
But don't don't count on that when you're getting started. You got to make sure the numbers balance.
No, and that's the key thing. Don't just throw every single dollar you have into advertising. Make sure you do the numbers. And maybe that's something we can talk about next week, is doing the numbers and some of the mathematics that can go into doing the numbers.
Sure. I'm going to add that to our Google Wave page so we don't forget next week.
Oh, that's a good idea, David. We have a Google Wave page that we go and add all sorts of fun stuff, and we were debating about what topic we should do. We have an entire page for that. What are we thinking?
I don't know. We are nerds.
Well, no, it's just that we're not using the tools that we have. And that's one of the other things we know as business people. We need to use the tools available to us.
Yeah, well, with Tudyk Entertainment, I'm going to start bringing in some freelancers again soon. And as one of the benefits of working at my company is they get a Google Wave account, because I'm going to send them an invite to get on the system, because we're going to be discussing our projects and other collaborations through Google Wave.
That's good.
It sounds like I say I'm Goo-Goo. It's Google Wave.
Google Wave.
Goo-Goo Wave. Goo-Goo Gaga. So what was our topic for next week? I'm going to write it in again.
Discussing the numbers. You should think about when running your business and making numbers work.
Numbers.
So with these three different advertising mediums, these are the main ones. Another thing that you can do is you can try and get advertisers to go along with it yourself. So you can go to some of the people and say, hey, when I say people, I mean find some websites and say, hey, I'll give you this much if you just put my little logo up. And you may not get the same sort of stats back, but if you know something that they don't know, you basically can be able to get your advertising on there for a cheaper rate or for a static site. You just need to make sure that they don't do anything weird. But with that said, David, do you have anything else you want to add?
No. Just have fun and experiment. General, when you're trying to try different types of ads.
That's very true.
You know, how you word it, where you're advertising it, all that stuff. Sometimes just changing one or two words can make all the difference.
Yes. And I know that because I just went and reviewed my Google ads, and I realized that, wow, I have one word in there that makes no sense. So I changed it, and now I feel a little bit more better. I feel better about it. A little more better. I feel better.
Awesome.
So, you've been listening to the Small Business Podcast with David Michaels and Daniel Miller. If you'd like to write us an email or subscribe to our website, or subscribe to our podcast, you can do so by going to smallpod.blogspot.com. You can email us at smallbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. It's an original email address. What do you think? I think it's awesome. You can become a Facebook fan by going to facebook.com and searching for
The Small Business Podcast.
And you can become a fan of ours. If we get up to 100 fans, then we can do some cool stuff on there. We get our own site and everything.
Yeah.
So, David, what would you like to promote this week?
Well, in case anyone was curious, that game I was talking about earlier is called Superpowers Unlimited. And it's a tabletop role-playing game, but it's way cooler than what you've probably heard if you haven't played role-playing games before. Check it out. I'm hoping to have like a demo version of it on the website too. People can download for free to get them hooked, and then they can buy the full version. But yeah, that's all stuff I'm playing with. So, but yeah, that'll be at tudec.com, tudec.com.
And if you'd like to buy some Ranger tire paint, you can go to rangerpaint.com. So, I had a good time doing this episode. How about you, David?
Fantastic.
So until next week, I'm Daniel.
And I'm David.
Have a good week.
And thanks for listening.